على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our topic for today is death. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every person, male, female, rich, poor, wherever we are, death will reach us on the appointed time. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul mautu walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. A person can be in the highest, tallest buildings, but death will come to that person there. So what should we do? Each one of us, even the atheist will accept that he knows death is inevitable. So we all need to prepare now while we have the opportunity and occasion. And remember Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Aksiru zikra hazimil lazat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. Now we are on holiday. So many people are here and there and everywhere. Why? Say, no, we just want to relax and we want to enjoy ourselves. But many a time we see when we go here and there, it leaves a lot to be desired where we are going also. So always ask Allah and beg Allah and recite this dua daily. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. When you study our Salaf Salih, how they passed away. Mujahid is a great student of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He says Abdullah ibn Abbas passed away in the year 68, day in Taif. Muhammad bin Hanafiyah, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, performed his Salatul Janazah. For 3 years before that, every verse I read to my Ustad, and thereafter he would explain to me. For 3 years, and then when the time comes for Mujahid's death, how does he pass away? He passes away Amama Baytillah, in front of the Kaaba Musharrafa, wa wasajidun, whilst he's in Sajda. So yeah, you know Maulana Salehji, our student Ismail Salehji, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He passed away here in Sajda. So that's the type of dua we should be making, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala take us with Iman. Always read the dua mentioned in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me die and pass away with Iman and Islam. And Ya Allah, unite me with the pious and devout servants, Ya Allah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah, aw laylataha, waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. When a person passes away during the day of Friday, today before sunset, or last night, what we call Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, like our brother Ghora passed away, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So what will happen is, Almighty Allah protects that person from the punishment and torment of the grave till the day of justice. I'll just relate to you two quick incidents. You all may be heard, you might even may have met him. Sheikh Hazrat Sheikh is our teacher also. Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Do you know how the man passed away? It was a Friday, it was Ramadan, it was the last 10 days of Ramadan. He is in the masjid, wa huwa sa'im, is Ramadan, he's fasting. He's reading Quran Sharif. And when he reads Surah Yasin, he reaches this verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness, وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ, and a magnificent reward. And then he collapses and he passes away. On a Friday, whilst he's fasting, in the masjid, whilst reading Surah Yasin, this happened about 2, 3, 4 days before the 27th night. This was in 1999. Lo and behold, I was in the Haram Sharif with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. On the 27th night, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, who came here, and Abu Mawana Harun, Allah grant Mawana Harun, Jannat of Firdaus, translated his bayan. I was here, I remember. So remember that Sheikh Abdullah Subayil and them, they made the muazzin announce, or the mu'lin announce, that 27 night, there's 14, 15 janazas there. I was right in Safa Marwa, the Mas'a. And over 2 million people that night. And they announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan al-Najwi. Ay Ghaiban. In absentia, we are reading Salatul Janaza. So I was there and I started crying and weeping. Ya Allah, what honor you gave this man. One, he passes away Ramadan, he passes away Friday, he passes away fasting, he passes away while reading Surah Yasin. And today we're going to perform his Salatul Janaza in the Haramain Sharifain on the 27th night. Makkah Mukarramah also they read, in Masjid Nabawi also they read. But now you have to analyze his life. What did he do? He won awards and rewards. Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Brunei, this government, that government. Not million, million rain, million, million dollars he won. Wallahi lazim, I'm in this masjid. I can tell you and vouch for this. Ustad Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, never used $1 of that money. He said, give it away to the mujahideen. Give it away to the poor people. Yeh hamare liye nahi. This doesn't befit us and all that. Dunya ko laat mar diya. They gave a kick to the world and Allah gave them such izzat. So me and you need to get our priorities a little bit right. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, taught us a dua. Ya Allah, give us the best house, the best business, the best shop, farm, whatever it is, best means of conveyance. Allahumma jali dunya fi aidina. Ya Allah, put the dunya in our hands, Ya Allah. وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا فِي قُلُوبِنَا. Do not put this dunya in our hearts, Ya Allah. Because once it comes into heart, it saturates the heart, and then our priorities go wrong. If I just tell you, my brothers, what things has happened in my journeys, in my travels to South America, other parts of the world. Now it's happening in South Africa. We're witnessing with our own eyes that the Dajjali fitna has started. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. In the morning, a person is a Muslim, and in the evening, a non-Muslim. Just today on the radio, it happened. The person said, my daughter fell in love with a non-Muslim. He says he will become Muslim, but I'm not so happy. I'll send my daughter overseas. Now look at even the father's thinking. So brothers, when we leave our children so free, and we give them all the freedom, all the money, then something is going to happen. And who is there to monitor and supervise their iman? It's our duty. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, save yourself, save your children from the fire. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya. Each one of you is a shepherd and you will be responsible and questioned for your flock as well. Look at our akabir, our great, great ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalalabadi. He passes away on a Friday. His Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi on a Friday. His student and his murid and Khalifa Haji Farooq Sahib on a Friday. In the darkness of the night, Ya Allah, take us away on a Friday with Iman, Ya Allah. To open Bukhari Sharif in this very month, the month of Jumad al-Ukhra, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu wardah, he used to cry, petition Almighty Allah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah brought the whole Tarjamatul Bab, a heading on this. Babul Mawti Yawm al-Ithnain. He said, Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, he used to say, Ya Allah, let me pass away on a Monday. He didn't ask Allah for Friday, why? What happened to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be the best. He wanted to imitate, emulate Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the T in every walk of life. And then on the 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, And it is the 13th year of the Hijra. Siddiq Akbar leaves this world. They used to think about this all the time, my brothers. Piran-e Peer, Sayyidina Khair Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Go read his Gunyatul Talibin and go see what he writes there. And where are me and you? We're so far away from this. Death is hovering above our head. It can strike any time. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is Ra'isul Mufassirin, the greatest commentator according to most ulama, he says this ayat is for Muslims. Chapter 63, verse number 10. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Spend from that what we have given you. Your health, your wealth, your time, your ability, capacity, capability. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيَّاتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Before death approaches you, what will the Muslim say? فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Ya Allah, I beg you, give me slight respite and extension in time. One day, 1 hour, Ya Allah, for us what duck, I'll give us some charity. That's the time he thinks of charity, the Muslim. Wa akum mina salihin, I'll become very pious. What Allah's answer? Chapter 63, verse 11. This you call lataifu tafsir, the subtle hints. Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 63 verse 11. At the age of 63, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your demise will take place. It will be in the 11th year of the Hijrah. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُّهَا Allah will not grant extension to me and you or the immortals when the time of death comes. Hazrat Piran-e Peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, what does he say? Think about it. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? Every day on the radios, various radios you're hearing, so and so person passed away, pick up time this time, janaza this time. Tomorrow will be our turn. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُهُ And the people are busy in the souk. You know what is the souk. The market and the mall and the bazaar. How is the dollar going? How is the rupiah going? How is the hello paisa going? Whole life is around that. Why are we so ungrateful to Almighty Allah? Allah complains of me and you. Oh, Hazrat Insan, I made you the masterpiece of Allah's creation. What you went to go do? Inna al-insan ali rabbihi lakanud. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت ہی ناشکر ہے اس ہائپربلی اس مبالغہ انٹینسو فارم دس ہیومن بینگ از ویری انگریٹفل ٹو آل مائٹی اللہ وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ And he bears testimony to it. We know today with money we can buy so many things and so many people we can buy off. What is the cause for the ingratitude, unthankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ This human being is madly, intensely in love with that wealth of his. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُهُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُهُ How many kafan are being washed on Muslim? And where are you? You are so engrossed in the marketplace. We make our salat qada also. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُهُ After salatul janaza, we will go to the graveyard. There will be a vacant grave. Just look inside that. Who will be the next person to be buried there? وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورٌ And the person who's going to that grave, me and you, we are deceived with the occasion of joy and happiness. Today my results came out. I just passed Kamlo Day with distinction. Today I made my first million. Today the proposal just came. My son, how next week, this week, whenever the nikah, then the walima. And our health is good. Our business is flourishing. Our children are excelling. So all this deceives us. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ How many graves are being dug? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ But the person going to the grave is deceived with occasions of joy and happiness. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ How many a person is smiling today? Be happy. وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ Last night I received the call midnight, 5 to 12 to Brother Gora passed away. Brother Gora and our Mona Harun were like best of friends. So we must make dua that we also have good friends, and that will have a powerful impact upon us. And then we can leave this world with iman. See, my brother, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, he was born blind. And the ulama, we should take lesson from this. When he's to speak, thousands of people. Then remember the government of Egypt, they banned him, a long story. But in that he used to cry and beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Allahumma amitni wa nasajd. Ya Allah, let me pass away whilst I'm in sajda. This waliullah, the sage of the age, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk rahimahullah. Those of you who don't know Arabic, you should learn. Then you will take benefit from his talks and discourses. And he passes away whilst in sajda. I went to his house, but ma'al asafi shadid, that while he was alive, and his wife behind the parda came and said, Sheikh Zahaba ila al-matba, he's gone to the printing press. Aaj tak talak hai. Till today I have that afsos. I didn't meet this waliullah. So that the road where he is, now where his house was, now after he passed away, now they made qadr. But in his lifetime they banned him. They called it road and street Shari Abdul Hamid Kishk. So my brothers, the message I want to give you is this. We know death is inevitable. So don't get deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world. Life is very, very short. You saw so many people, awliyaullah, our Haji Bhai Padia and so many others who are here and they left this world. But look at the legacy they left. There's hardly a country I went to and they didn't speak of Haji Bhai Padia. So think about it, brothers, each one of us. Let us make dua for our brother Gora. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant all our marhumeen, all of us who have lost near and dear ones especially. Two Quranic duas we must learn, my brothers. Make these holidays holy days. Use this leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Surah 14, verse 41. Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Second dua, chapter 59, verse 10. And what is that? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us, whether we know them or not. But it's a haq and a right upon us to make dua. I conclude with this, that you see, you have the ocean here. Al-mawta kal-ghariqil mutaghawwis. The people who passed away, what is their parable and example? Their parable example is like the person here at the beach. He's drowning and screaming and shouting, help me, help me. How can we help him? He passed away. We help him with our du'as. We help him by reciting Quran Sharif. We help him with charity. Sa'd radiallahu anhu came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna umma Sa'din qad tuwfiyat. My beloved mother passed away, ya Rasulullah. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Alma, go and organize some water for your mother. Fahafara bi'iran faqala hadhi li ummi Sa'd. He dug up the borehole, the well, whatever he could, and he dedicated it to his mother. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. All the nafil ibadat we do, keep on transferring it. So may Almighty Allah give the family also sabr jameel, and may Almighty Allah make our khatim on iman. And last point quickly, remember in Israel, the new government has come. There's big, big challenges for our Palestinians and for Masjidul Aqsa. Make special dua. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.